Welcome back to the Prexy Podcast. My name is Matt McQuarrie, the Communication Supervisor for the district, and you are listening to episode 14. This week, our Curriculum Supervisor, Lisa Obadir, joins me to talk about upcoming summer learning opportunities and the new curriculum for our students. How are you doing today, Lisa?
Hi, Matt. I am good. Thanks for having me today.
No problem. I like to start out each episode by letting our guests discuss their journey into education and how they ended up in their current position. So tell everyone how you got to your current role here at Marion City Schools.
Sure. So I actually attended college for middle childhood education, and I actually began my career subbing for Marion City Schools right after graduation, which was in 2003. And I subbed for a full year before I found a full-time position. And actually at that time, I accepted a position for Marysville School District, not in Marion. So I taught there for 6 years. I actually taught eighth grade science as well as eighth grade language arts. And so about that time, my kids were young and I felt like it was time for me to come back home. So I looked for a position back in Marion City. And so I came back, accepted a position at Grant Middle School. I taught 6th, 7th, and 8th grade science, and then I shifted into the middle school literacy coach position. I stayed in that position for 4 years, and I worked really closely with the language arts department. And then I was approached about possibly taking an administration role at the middle school. So I went back to school and got my admin license, and I worked 1 year as an assistant principal, and I was actually the eighth grade principal, which I absolutely loved. And then I actually was interested in curriculum instruction, and the curriculum supervisor position became available. And so now I've currently been in this position for 3 years, and I've been back in the district for 9 years.
Awesome. So to kind of start out our chat, I want to do some like housekeeping stuff up front, because we're right in the middle of enrollment for basically everything.
Yes.
And kindergarten enrollment, obviously some of those dates are coming up next week. So can you just remind everyone about kindergarten registration and also the kindergarten camp that's coming up this summer?
Absolutely. So we offer kindergarten registration every year in May. So this year it will actually be taking place from May 2nd to May 12th in each of our elementary buildings. So each elementary building has a day set aside from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. for families to make appointments. We also set up two makeup days, which we currently have set for June 9th and June 30th. And families can either call their home building or the district office to schedule an appointment. And then at kindergarten registration, we do offer signups for kindergarten camp. So in the past, we have typically done a 2-week kindergarten camp to really get our kids ready for kindergarten. We have the opportunity through a partnership with United Way to start expanding that to 4 weeks. So we are actually going to run our kindergarten camp from July 11th to August 4th this summer. It will take place Monday through Thursday at Taft Elementary, and it's a half day. It's like 8:30 to 11:30. And this really provides our kindergartners with a chance to become comfortable with the structure of a classroom environment and really help them prepare for kindergarten. I have a small group of teachers and a coordinator that really work to plan fun activities, theme-based activities around literacy, math, and SEL. Parents can sign up at kindergarten registration, or they can also, there's a flyer that will be going home and our district app.
Perfect. And then along with the kindergarten camp, so that's obviously for our kindergartners, but we also are going to offer enrichment camps again this year. So can you talk about the process for making those available, I think beginning last year, and the success we had, and then the process for choosing camps for this summer?
Absolutely. So last year we really started talking about how can we really expand our summer school opportunities for our kids. And the enrichment camp was one of the things that the teaching and learning department kind of talked about all year. And so we decided to reach out to teachers. We provided like a newsletter for them to submit a proposal. Like, what is something you'd be interested in leading kids through in the summer? And so we had probably 18 different proposals last year, and by all said and done, we were able to offer I think about 14 camps throughout June and July. The camps were 3 days for a half day in the afternoon, so our students were still able to attend summer school in the morning, but then also attend the camp in the afternoon. So really they would get a full day of learning. The topics ranged from technology, using Google. We had a summer fit program. There was a music, sing, play, create program, as well as welding. And we even had some of our high school kids that were able to attend different college visits with our Gear Up staff. So it was a huge success. We definitely want to see how we could get more kids involved. So as we continued to kind of plan and reflect this year, we wanted to make sure that with it being new last year, things happened pretty quickly in the planning process. So we wanted to make sure we were able to survey both our students and our families just to see what other topics our kids were really engaged in. So we were able to do both of those surveys. We just had the deadline last week for proposals. So we currently have 9 right now. And some of those, one coming back from last year, which was very popular for our students, cooking. And so we had a teacher actually did cooking straight from the garden. We have creative writing, which will be a new one, a sports camp. And then also popular last summer was the Sing, Play, Create. So we'll be having that one back as well. So We are hoping to finalize our offerings in the next week so that we can begin registration for families at the beginning of May.
And then outside of the camps that are going to be offered, we have a number of summer learning opportunities and options for students who either want to get ahead or catch up on their schoolwork if they've fallen behind, correct?
Yes. So I'll start by talking about elementary. So we are going to offer summer school for 5 weeks this summer. It will run May 31st to June 30th. It will again be Monday through Thursday. Half day runs like 8:30 to 12. This opportunity will really help our kids, you know, have some extra time for learning and really set them up for success for their next school year, hopefully. We have several opportunities planned, such as read alouds, literacy instruction, math instruction. We have added a few things this year. I've worked with a small planning committee of teachers and principals to add in some STEM activities as well as some math games. So as teachers are working with students in small groups for math, they'll have an opportunity to kind of work on some math games and also not really know that they're learning at the same time. So that we've added some different things. Students will also have breakfast and lunch at no cost, and transportation is also provided for our families. So that will take place for a half day. We are also partnering with the Marion Family YMCA again to provide an afternoon camp for students. So really our students have the option to have a full day learning experience. They can focus more on academics in the morning and have some like wellness and fun activities in the afternoon led by some different counselors through the YMCA. And that will run Monday through Thursday from 12:30 to like 4 o'clock. And transportation is also provided for our families for that as well. And then we do also have some students that attend Boys and Girls Club after they leave our summer programming.
Okay. And then that made me think of a question. So the transportation is provided for everything you just mentioned. What about for the kindergarten camp and the enrichment camps?
Good question. So transportation is provided for kindergarten camp, but we have not provided transportation for enrichment camps. Okay. And one of the challenges for us is because kids, we, you know, last summer we had summer school at all 6 elementary buildings, and then the enrichment camps are only at 2 or 3 buildings depending on the week. And so it's tough to run the routes to get kids from every single place. So that's something we'll continue to kind of work through to see.
That makes sense.
So that was for our elementary. So we are also going to have summer school offerings for middle school and high school as well. Middle school has some different individualized opportunities for both math and literacy support for students and in small groups. The high school also will have several options for students. They have some mastery checks for all content areas, course acceleration or remediation. They also have work keys prep as well as some different OST study sessions. They had a lot of success last year with a different structure. The high school went with that very different structure and it was helpful. And really for all levels, we're really trying to build in some different incentives and rewards this year for both attendance and participation. And we're hoping to work through like a final family event at the end for all of our students and their families. Right now I'm currently trying to work through a sponsor so that way we can have something offered to just really increase our engagement around summer school participation and attendance.
Now let's talk about one of our biggest topics. Obviously, having the curriculum supervisor here, it's a great time to talk about the brand new curriculum that was just approved by the board on April 19th. So talk a little bit about the process for selecting this new curriculum and the advantages that it will provide to the students, and then also a background on what we've done in the past and you know, why is this a big deal sort of thing.
Absolutely. So I have really been engaged with all of our literacy work for this has really been 3 years in the making. And so it's very exciting to, I guess, feel the success of the work that we've put in, because there have been several people who have poured hours into the work that we've done around literacy in the district. And so we initially started 3 years ago by developing our district reading achievement plan. We really pulled together groups, subgroups of teachers at different grade bands to really dig into, like, what's working for us, what's not working. We analyzed our data to see where all of our critical needs were, and that helped us create that reading achievement plan. And then based on that plan, we really developed a smaller literacy committee that could really help us narrow in and focus our work around literacy. And so as part of that, you know, in the past, we have not had a common curriculum across the six elementary buildings. Our teachers have really been pulling all of their own resources. So they spent hours finding articles, connected text, read alouds, coming up with the writing prompts, developing their vocabulary lessons, and, you know, really just planning every portion of a 2.5 hour literacy block. And that's a challenge. And so for us as a district, part of one of our critical needs was finding a common resource to really support our tier one instruction. And so that literacy committee was charged with pulling and reviewing. We started with six curriculums to go through and met with the companies to talk through for us to really find the best fit for our students. They spent hours reviewing the materials. We had meetings set up where people could come and review, and that helped us narrow to two different curriculums that our teachers could pilot this school year. And we engaged the teachers in feedback. We put together a survey, like, do we pilot or do we implement right away? And, you know, the results, we had both, you know, split results, but it overwhelmingly, teachers said, let's pilot. And so we worked through that whole process to get teachers willing to pilot and met with them.
So how long did the pilot last for these curriculums?
So this entire school year. So once we got the materials, there were some shipping delays at the beginning of the year. So one of the programs got their stuff, I think, late September. And so really, we're still piloting through the end of the school year. So it was a full year pilot on both of those two. We met with them once a month, like just for collaborative problem solving, talk through some different things after school, like what's working for us, what are some needs. And from there, you know, our literacy coaches were also very engaged in the work with us and just looking at, we went through an evaluation tool to help us kind of look at the pros and cons, if you will, of both of the curriculums to help us really narrow it. And then the pilot groups had a chance to present information to that literacy committee for them to review and make their kind of final selection about what they would recommend for us to, you know, what direction are we going to move in. And, you know, out of those meetings, it was, I think we had 60% of our teacher, our literacy committee said CKLA is the direction we would like to go.
Okay. So what does CKLA stand for?
Yes, CKLA is Core Knowledge Language Arts. So when really looking at this curriculum, it's a knowledge-based curriculum. So they provide a scope and sequence from K to 5 that shows where students will revisit specific topics. So for example, kindergarten talks about the human body, and you can follow the scope and sequence to see where they will come back to that information. So as opposed to learning about it at a surface level, they will, by the end of fifth grade, have a deep understanding around specific topics that fall within those units. So I'm really excited about adopting a curriculum, both for our teachers and our students. I think, you know, in even hearing from our teachers this year, I think this new curriculum is really going to support our teachers in their collaborative planning, that they're not going to spend their time going out and finding everything. They have everything to start with, and then we can just kind of modify and supplement as needed. I think this curriculum really also provides an opportunity for high engagement for our students. this curriculum has, you know, in the early grades has two components. It focuses heavily on the foundational skills, but then there's also that knowledge component. And I think that will really help us build a content-rich environment for our kids to really build both their background knowledge around topics and their vocabulary. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, this is huge in providing equity for all of our students, that we have a common resource across six elementary buildings so that all students have the same access to the resources and instruction. And so really, when you look at the units and how they're designed, like I said earlier, it's a knowledge-based curriculum. So it focuses on literacy, history, science, and arts. And I think it will help our students engage with the world beyond Marion, Ohio, and help them build that true deep understanding around topics.
And then, so this will be in effect, obviously, right at the beginning of next school year for K through five.
Yes, absolutely. We will begin, you know, our implementation next year. And, you know, we will work through as a team. We're working through the professional development right now, but we're also working through an implementation guidance document for our teachers to really support, like, what does the planning look like? You know, what happens, you know, what are appropriate modifications that you can make, and what is our process in place as a district for that? So how we can best as a teaching and learning department support our teachers in implementing that curriculum.
Right. And it sounds like, so obviously there'll be a lot of prep for the staff at the beginning of this, but as we get into it, it'll make their life much easier.
Yes.
Because they'll have a foundation to go.
Absolutely.
From.
And we have some different PD opportunities spread out through next year to come back and support them as they continue to start to implement. But yes, anytime you implement a new curriculum that has several different parts, it's a lot of materials coming in.
Sure.
The teachers will tell you that this year. There were so many boxes and just that prep alone, in addition to then planning the instruction. So.
Well, thanks for going through that and explaining that. I think that's going to be very beneficial to our families. So along with this new curriculum that we're going to be starting next school year for everyone, this past year we introduced standards-based grading. So can you talk a little bit about that process?
Yes, absolutely. So we have been making that shift to standards-based grading, which is clearly a tough shift for both, you know, our teachers and our families, and then adding in that we started that during a pandemic has been
right.
quite a challenge, but we've had a lot of success this year. We have standards-based grading work groups at each grade level that have really done a lot of the heavy lifting for some of our work. So we have recently been updating our priority standards to moving into next year, because we realized we had too many this year, and working on our proficiency skills. So kind of our next steps with the curriculum is to do a resource alignment, to really look at CKLA and our math expressions curriculum and see where our priority standards fall within that. And then we're also looking at making some adjustments to our report card for next year, so that we can make it a little more user-friendly for our families to see how the students are currently, you know, performing on those standards. It's definitely a shift to move away from letter grades to
yeah.
standards-based grading, but it truly does reflect what students know and are able to do, and really digs into the skills that students can or can't do in terms of content. So it does provide clearer communication. And so I think we'll just continue to grow as we implement, and everyone, you know, our families will have a better understanding of that shift and why it's needed.
Perfect, thank you. All right, last question for you is, what is your favorite thing about working for Marion City Schools?
Oh, that's a good question. So, you know, I appreciate every opportunity to collaborate with not only our teachers and also our administrators, just to keep our focus on kids and work together to say what's best for our kids in Marion. I also always share with people that I feel like our community is extremely supportive of our district. And we have so many community partners that are always willing to step in and collaborate with us so that we can provide every opportunity for our students.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me today and discussing all of these great opportunities for our students coming up this summer. So thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. That's it for this week's episode. We will have one more episode in a couple weeks as we wrap up the school year and head into summer break. Until then, I'm Matt McQuarrie. This has been the Prexy Podcast, and we'll let the band play us out.